Well, you know, Father's Day is a wonderful day, unless, you know, you've lost a father. And then it's a very, very difficult day. Now, there's numbers of ways to lose dads. We can lose dads to death. We can lose dads to relational conflict, divorce. And all of those things make a day like Father's Day difficult. So if you're listening out there and you have lost a father to death, don't dread this holiday. Instead, use it somehow. Use it to honor your dad. Use it to say thank you to him. Maybe light a candle in his honor. Write him a letter. Visit the gravesite. Tell stories about him somehow. Speak his name, because as you do and as you remember him, it will help you heal. And as you honor your father, you're actually honoring God as well. Now, if you're in the other boat, whether you've lost a father to relational conflict or perhaps he just disappeared on you somehow, there's two things that you can do this Father's Day. Number one, forgive. I know that that's tough, but if you're listening and you're a Christian, Jesus Christ lives in you, and he is an expert at forgiveness. He can empower you to do this. And lack of forgiveness, of course, hurts only us. So it only takes you to forgive. You don't need your father's permission to do that. Just forgive. The other thing you can do is go ahead, take the risk, and reach out to that estranged dad or to that dad who disappeared. Just simply call, text, write, if you've got an address, and just say, Happy Father's Day. It doesn't need to be much more than that. And just that can mean a lot. Now, of course, there are exceptions. If perhaps, you know, I hate to say it, we're in an abusive relationship with your father, maybe it's not a good idea to reach out. But seek God for wisdom about that. And the thing that I love the most about Father's Day is that no matter how our earthly fathers were, good, not so good, indifferent, or terrific, we have an ultimate Father in heaven that we can celebrate this Father's Day, one who never leaves us, who's always there, always loves us, attends every event and every significant time we will ever have in our lives. And that is good news.